Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Well, here's your first big surprise of the day. Mark Lawrence isn't here. We don't know why he isn't here, but somehow someone misguidedly gave him the day off, which means I get to host the program with Steve Kushaloff. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, Joe. Apparently the weather is holding off so far.
Well, we got here.
Yes, you know, we're all
and our producer, Rob Center, is over there, so he made it up the hill.
Yep.
Although it wasn't doing anything when I came up, was it? I guess it wasn't doing anything when you came up either.
Nothing that I can't deal with.
Maybe so we'll keep our fingers crossed that holds out at least for after 90 minutes and we get out of here. Then it's somebody else's problem.
Then I can go home and watch my recordings of Morning Joe for the day.
Oh boy, there's an exciting program. He's not on this morning, by the way. I hate to.
he seems to take off as. Oh gosh, I almost said it. He seems to take off as much as Mark Lawrence. Mark, if you're listening, I'm kidding.
Well, they're both those same left-wing ideologies. So. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It's an open phones day, so our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. If you want to text, you can do that. Text us at 70236. And the On the Mark program is, as I said, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them by visiting their website, www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. And as I said, check them out on the web at www.sunburymotors.com, where you can build a Ford car or truck right to your specifications online, and then click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. What does the Sunbury Motor Company sell? They sell, in addition to great service, they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. The Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out today.
Joe, I got to ask you, what in the heck is happening with this Republican Party of yours?
What's wrong with it?
Well, it just seems like it's splintering in 20 different directions.
Sort of like the Democrats?
Well, the Democrats, you know, at least they're kind of, they may have differences of opinion, but they're kind of moving in one general direction, but, you know, I'm seeing things
like... And that direction is far to the left.
I don't know about that, but what I'm seeing is we've got talk about a third party among Republicans. We've got Republicans are leaving the GOP in droves.
Oh, in droves? You know this for a fact?
Well, here's some numbers, and this'll get you upset on, but I've got to share it with you. California, 33,000.
Well, there are no Republicans in California, so what does that matter?
Well, maybe not, because 33,000 Republicans in California have fled the party. In Pennsylvania,
and 1.5 million people have signed a recall petition for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom because he and the Democratic state legislature have screwed the state up so badly, it'll never get unstraightened.
But apparently they're still Democrat. Pennsylvania, we see 12,000 Republicans have left the party.
And how many Democrats have left and changed their registration?
I don't have that number for Pennsylvania.
Well, I think it's 15,000.
No, I think it's actually a little different. Arizona, we see we're 10,000 Republicans. The numbers that I saw and
when these are since the election?
Yes.
Since the election?
Since January 6th.
Since January 6th.
Right. a day that we'll
Isn't
live
that
in.
Isn't interesting that they have registration numbers so early, because they don't normally do that?
Well, when it's this glaring, I guess it just, you know, it
And why
jumps
do you think these people did it? Why do you think they did this?
Because
why did they
maybe,
change parties?
Well, I think there's
did
a lot of
Did they become Democrats, or did they just become independents?
They probably, a lot of them, maybe even, I don't know, I would bet a lot of them became independents, I'm sure. I think there are a number of Republicans out there who do not want to be associated with Trump anymore.
Well, let's face it. Donald Trump has disgraced himself, in my opinion. Now, I realize there are a lot. I defend President Trump, and I'll defend his policies all day long, because they were best for this country. And what Joe Biden is doing now is going to lead us into economic hardship that I think is going to be awfully hard to overcome. My opinion. Great or right or wrong, it's my opinion.
Seems like we are already mired in economic hardship.
We weren't. We were coming out of it.
Well,
the jobs numbers were spiking up.
I don't know if they were spiking. I think they were kind of inching.
One fell swoop, Biden crushed 1,000 union jobs and potential 10,000 more. You know, he's opening up the borders again. We're not allowed to come into this country from England because of the virus, but you can come across the southern border, and we don't care what you got.
Well, I think we're talking about for asylum. We're gonna talk to the people for asylum.
We're gonna let them into the country. Before, we were keeping them in Mexico until they're here.
When you talk about all these jobs he's killing, what are you referring to?
The Keystone XL pipeline,
of course. This Keystone Pipeline, let's face it, before we get into the whys and wherefores, is there a bigger political football right now than the Keystone Pipeline? Republicans get in, Keystone Pipeline, okay. Democrats get in, Keystone Pipeline, no good. Everybody thinks, oh, it's a big, big job creator. Well, the truth is, the construction jobs, which maybe are about 10,000, those are seasonal.
All construction jobs are seasonal.
Okay.
All construction jobs
are
temporary. But that doesn't mean you get rid of them. It doesn't mean that those union workers don't count on those jobs to support their families.
Right, but it also doesn't mean that we can stand up and wave the flag and say, these are jobs. Let's set the rules.
You're deflecting at the moment, because we were talking about these alleged defections from the Republican Party and why that happened.
Let's get back to that.
Now, in my opinion, this talk about starting the third party, that's been going around for a lot of years. It's happened to the Democrats. It's happened to the Republicans. Will it gain traction? I don't know. I'm not certain that either party today represents the middle of America. So, you know, I think the Democrats represent the far left and the Republicans represent the right. Whether far or near, I'm not certain at this point, but they do represent the right.
The only thing is, when you say, and for both sides, no, when you say the Republicans represent the, when you say the Republicans represent the far right,
right,
the Democrats represent the far left, I think we need to be a little careful with both parties. Not all Republicans represent the far right. I mean, not every Republican
and not
is
every
like
Democrat
you.
Is the left, far left.
I agree with you, Joe, and that would include me.
What I'm saying is that's the perception people have.
Tends to be.
To the extent that I'm not represented by the Republican Party, or that I think their views are more extreme than mine, I might be at least willing to consider some other alternative. But when you stop and consider the nuts and bolts of that, whether we like it or not, this country is a two-party system. And trying to fracture it is only going to weaken the other side. It's, for example, if we had a liberal party and a Democratic party, and we had a conservative party and a Republican party, all we've done is split the electorate.
Right. But I think what would happen, because I tend to agree, third parties, for a variety of reasons, they don't work. Now, they might work for a short period of time, and there certainly have been they call them third-party candidates. They're not third. Ross Perot was not a third-party candidate. He was an individual.
Take the Green Party candidate here in Pennsylvania for president that the Democrats moved heaven and earth to get off the ballot.
Yeah.
He would have drawn, and let's face it, he would have drawn votes away from Joe Biden.
Sure.
And so Donald Trump might have carried Pennsylvania.
That's a scary thought. Well, I don't know, because we don't know how popular. This year, none of the third-party candidates were particularly well known.
No, they weren't. And none were particularly exciting either.
Yeah, but I think what may happen with a third party, especially with the Republican side, you might see it come into some kind of existence for a short period of time. But I think then you would see a coming together.
But if it couldn't capture some moderate Democrats, it would just be a way to destroy the two-party system in this country. It would be all Democrats forever and ever. I heard an interesting report on the one of the networks over the weekend. I'm sure it was Fox because I can't imagine the others would have covered it. That the reason that President Biden wants to let all these people in across the Texas border is the hope that they'll stay in Texas and turn the state blue.
Okay, I haven't heard anything like that. The only thing I've seen as far as that is, as far as asylum seekers, that the Biden administration will let them have a fair hearing or something like that. But
well, they all would get a fair hearing. The question is whether they get to stay in this country while they're waiting for it.
I guess that's the difference. How are you going to let all these people come in over a border? And they're not going to be able to vote. They won't be citizens. So how would they even be able to vote right away anyway?
Well, they could register.
Well, they could.
And he's talking about a pathway for citizenship, which
yes.
I don't oppose as long as we close the border and so we don't keep having
sure.
the same problem over and over again.
Right. Right.
We do that, and I'm fine with coming up with some way to let the people who are here stay here. I don't think that, you know, throwing them out, if we threw 10 million people out of this country tomorrow, I think the country would hurt. But someone made a very good point. If these immigrants are so beneficial to our economy, why aren't they beneficial to the economy where they came from?
Well, who knows, Joe? economic conditions, one thing and another.
Well, you're just saying our economic conditions aren't good.
You just said that. You're in rare form this morning.
Hey, we got Bob from Pax Sinus on the mark this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. As far as, this ain't the reason I called, but as far as these people coming into our country, at least they're not separating the children from their parents and having them lost. But the reason I was calling was about the throughway. You guys had a meeting or something like that, and people don't want 24-hour work done on this bypass. Well, I'm telling you, once the bypass is in, there's going to be 24-hour traffic. So they're going to hear the noise no matter what. And the costs are going to go up. So it's everybody complains about money, 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 and then they complain, well, we don't want 24-hour construction.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Bob, but in areas that are adjacent to people, the PennDOT's plan is including noise barriers so that they won't hear 24 hours of noise after it's built.
Yeah, and when will that be built? Before or
no,
after?
At the same time the road is built, the sound barriers where they are deemed appropriate will be built. So, I mean, they'll be there. They'll go up with the road.
I'm just saying, if people are complaining about noise after a certain time, once the highway is up and running, they're going to have noise no matter what. I don't care what kind of barriers you put up. I've been around those barriers. They don't keep the noise out.
Well, the noise I think people are talking about with respect to construction is the backup alarms the trucks have, that beep, beep, beep all night long.
Well,
that's what
maybe they can take them off.
Well, then they might run over somebody.
The noise of it.
Well, that's what they're looking at. That's the kind of thing they're looking at.
Because we want this throughway through because we're tired of 11 and 15 traffic.
Right. Well, keep your fingers crossed, but it's being built, and the PennDOT is working on it. They're very diligent and very, very aggressive about making sure they understand what people want and trying to accommodate everybody. They have to build the thing, but they also have to be aware that there's impacts on the people that they're building it for. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Right. And as far as Trump getting off again, I think it's very wrong. Republicans are so stuck to their base, they don't even see what people are feeling or hearing and doing. I mean, can you imagine the next president after Biden having something like that go on again in Washington, D.C.? Well, what do they have to do?
I think what's
for
wrong
people
here,
to understand.
What's wrong here is that the Democrats were engaged, in my opinion, in overreach. If they had gone with censure, I think they would have gotten enough Republican votes to do it. And if they had launched, now they're talking about launching an investigation or having a panel similar to the 9/11 panel to look into it, find out what happened. I'm in favor of that. I think they should. I think we don't ever want this to happen again. We should find out exactly what happened. But normally, you have an investigation and then you file charges. In my opinion, the Democrats in the House filed the charges before they had the investigation. And so they just decided
Mitch
he was
McConnell
guilty.
And Mitch McConnell didn't allow it to go to the Senate before Trump was out of office.
Well, that's another argument entirely. I'm talking about whether or not there should have been an investigation before there were charges filed.
Well, there wasn't enough time.
Well, of course there's enough time. If there's enough time to do it now, there's enough time to do it then.
It's got to come down. I mean, they're already looking into that Georgia election thing.
As well, they should. They should. They should.
And everything else he's done. And you know what? The price of gas is going up because of what he was doing with Saudi Arabia with giving them weapons, and now the Biden administration is probably not giving them weapons. So people should look into that, too.
Well, all the administrations sell to our allies, and they're our allies, so they may get something sold to them, too. Hey, thanks for calling, Bob. We appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. Our hotlines are open. We're waiting for your call.
This winter has been brutal, but at least I can still get around. In my new all-wheel drive Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
We wanna see ya.
Sunbury Motors Kia makes getting around easy with the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Kia Sorento. You'll love the new look inside and out. Sunbury Motors Kia has 6 in stock with 1.9% financing for up to 66 months. 2021 Kia Sorentos start at $31,490. That's not the only all-wheel drive Sunbury Motors Kia has to help you get around. The 2021 Kia Sportage is ready for winter adventures and starts at $23,464. And there's 23 to choose from. Also, check out the 2021 all-wheel drive Seltos and K5. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Let the adventure begin at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to Kia.com.
Investing in your business, but not adding high-speed fiber? Bad decision. Like building a house with no air conditioning, hanging fuzzy dice from your rearview mirror, or getting 3 bacon double cheeseburgers and a diet soda. Don't be those people. Call Pentella Data and tell them you want real speed, as in the lightning-fast, ultra-reliable confidence only their fiber network can provide. Your employer will be so happy. They'll make bad decisions of their own. High-speed fiber from Pentella Data.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days' worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
Hey. We get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I think Brady has not really played great in either of the two playoff games. And I'm getting sick and tired of him getting mad at other people. Like, well, how about like Tom, you throw the ball to where he is? Let's try that. Right now, he is surrounded with the best receiver talent he's had in his career. And honest to goodness, he should be throwing for over 300 yards a game.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. 27 days to Selection Sunday. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushiloff. Mark Lawrence has the day off today. Our producer is Rob Center. He's ready and waiting to take your phone calls, getting us on the air, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And our friend Tom from Sunbury is on the mark. Tom, good morning.
Hey, you know, this decision by those 43 Republicans was so bad that even O.J. Simpson was shocked.
Yes, I'm sure you have that in good authority.
Al Cowings and O.J. Simpson, they're going to fire up the Bronco and go look for the real insurrectionist. I mean, this is really ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous? Because you disagree with it. That makes it ridiculous. Tom has
Joe,
said
how,
it should happen.
If they can't do anything to him over this, why are they investigating him in Georgia?
They should have investigated him in the first place. No, I don't think you heard Mitch McConnell's speech on the floor.
Well, I did. That was ridiculous, too.
Why? He said that he thinks the president is responsible legally for anything
that
happened.
Well, then they should have voted him guilty.
No, they shouldn't, because that was unconstitutional.
Oh, come on, Joe. That was so ridiculous.
Joe.
I mean, you
that
you,
was unconstitutional.
His reasons were right after this January 6th thing, he gave a speech, this Trump is so terrible and he's responsible for this, and then he votes not to have the hearing, doesn't even want to have it.
No, he
then
did.
They vote to have it, and then he postpones it, so when they have it, it's after the election, and then he says, well, you can't have a hearing because it's after the election. and then he votes to acquit him. That's talking out of your mouth.
No,
that's
it's not.
Talking out of both about the sides of your mouth
you're
at
not,
the same time.
You're not willing to listen to him and hear what he's saying because you're so
stuck. I didn't hear what he said.
What he said.
And he's a hypocrite.
No, wait a second. What he said was this, that President Trump should have been investigated before he was charged.
That's not what
the
he
Democrat,
said at all.
But that's the point he was making.
He said he was guilty.
He was making a point that there should have been charges filed only after there was an investigation. And there was no investigation. The House rushed into it.
Yeah, what are you going to investigate?
Well, exactly whether
right
or not... You asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. What should he investigate? They should investigate the fact that who the president was on the phone with and why he didn't take action immediately. I think the wrong charge was pressed. It should have been, and I think after an investigation, it might have been dereliction of duty. That's what I
Joe,
think.
Joe, if he didn't take action right away, he's guilty right there.
Of what? Dereliction of duty.
Of not taking action.
But that wasn't what he was charged with, Tom. That wasn't what he was charged with.
See, now you're going into semantics
I'm going into what the Democrats charged him with.
It.
I'm going with what the Democrats charged him with. They charged him with inciting a riot.
Well, you know what? So a person that had an IQ of 15 could have defended Donald Trump and said about 10 sentences, which nobody would have understood, and those 43 Republicans would have voted to acquit anyway, because this is all about their pensions. They get a great pension. They have the best health care you can get. They get kickbacks from the people that they do favors for.
And, of course, the Democrats don't do that.
They get $175,000 a year for working about 100 days a year. And, by the way, they're off this week. They're not even there this week.
And those are not just Republicans,
my friend. That's what that vote was for. That vote was about power and money. It had nothing
to do with whether
that guy was guilty or not. It's good that you actually had...
Do you realize that the Democrats get those same benefits you're complaining about, that you say that's why the Republicans voted the way they did? The Democrats get the same things, Tom, don't they?
No, because he was guilty.
Come on.
I mean, anybody that watched that and doesn't think that guy was guilty, there's something wrong with your conscience.
He wasn't guilty of inciting a riot. Did you see all the times the Democrats use those same words, fight, 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 we're going to fight, we're going to fight, we're going to fight like
hell? That doesn't mean anything.
No,
fight,
no,
fight,
yours,
fight.
No.
That's not in
words
the same context.
Words that Democrats say don't mean
anything.
And not
anything. Only that, nobody, when they said that, did anybody go and have an insurrection on the Capitol? No.
Well, what about the words
Joe Biden said
he wanted to take him outside the woodshed and beat the heck out of him? You know, that's violence.
If saying fight, fight, fight.
Was there an insurrection on the Capitol?
Doesn't matter. What about the...
Yes, it does matter.
What about the bombing of the Capitol in 1983, the woman that was pardoned by
President
Obama?
Now we go. Now we're going back to 1983.
Well, yeah, they set up a bomb in the Capitol. Was that bad?
Do you want to just get off the subject again? You got to straighten this guy out,
I'm just saying that this is bad stuff. This is bad stuff no matter who does it. That's my point. You only think it's bad if it's a Republican. If it's a Democrat, okay.
No, I don't, because this was the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
And it's
shooting up in 1954.
By our own citizens.
In 1954,
that was our own citizens. That wasn't a foreign power. That was a couple hundred thousand.
In 1954,
some of our own citizens.
In 1954, some of our own citizens from
Puerto
Rico.
Here we go back to 1954.
Shot up
now.
The House of Representatives. They actually brought guns in and shot up the place. Somebody set off a bomb.
Yeah,
about
here we go.
People?
Now we're going back to 1954. Why don't we go back to 1776?
Okay. Hey, thanks, Tom. We always appreciate your
call. I got something else to say on this Keystone Pipeline.
Go ahead.
Last week, I got in an argument with Ben about this. You there?
Yeah, we're listening.
And he said that there was pipe laid in Nebraska, and there isn't. There is no pipe laid in Nebraska, and I don't think there's any pipe laid in Kansas. The only thing that they did was site preparation. That's what they did. They were preparing the site so they could bring their equipment in and the stuff that they need to do the job, and then Biden canceled it. There is not one piece of pipe laid in Nebraska, and I don't think there's any in Kansas either. I think between Oklahoma and Nebraska, there is no pipe. So I don't know about all these jobs that they got rid of. I don't know, because they weren't even putting any pipe in.
Well, even the head of the AFL-CIO said there were 1,000 jobs lost and potentially 10,000 other union jobs lost. So was he not knowing what he was talking about?
And you never use the word temporary, Joe.
They're not temporary.
Yeah.
They're semi. They're permanent jobs at temporary locations.
They're seasonal.
And how many of those people do you think that are doing that job are from Canada?
I don't know.
That's another.
Since that's their pipeline, how many people do you think are from Canada or were doing that job?
But what about the economic impact? You're forgetting
here
that.
Here we go now with what about?
Well, the economic impact is an important part of this whole process.
What about the environmental impact?
Well, now,
and another argument, you guys.
Now, wait a second. You ask about the environmental impact. Now it's going to be transferred across country in rail cars, tank cars and rail cars. And who's going to benefit? Warren Buffett, who is a big supporter of Joe Biden. Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. We got to go. We got a break coming up. All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call.
I will bet you, if I looked into my retirement quote-unquote portfolio, I will bet you that I've got some railroad stocks in there. So it's not, you know, Warren Buffett doesn't own all the railroads in the United States.
But he's benefiting financially from this.
So do you think there's any railroad stocks in your pension portfolio?
I know there are. There are not.
Well, then that's unfortunate for you. You should be investing in railroads.
I was invested in pipelines because I believe they were going to transport this stuff cleanly and safely, as they have done. Pipelines have done forevermore in this country. Hey, we've got to take a break for the news, and then we're going to be back with some more stellar arguments on one side or the other. We invite your calls and participation, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. This is WKOK Radio, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. We'll be back after the news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A historic winter storm is bringing snow and temperatures well below zero from west to east and making travel dicey. Kate Collins drove her big rig through Oklahoma City.
My biggest concern, I think, on the road was inexperienced drivers going very, very slowly on the freeway and then swerving a lot because they don't know where the lines are.
Several people were hospitalized after an 8-vehicle crash there. Planes are grounded at Houston's George Bush Airport because of ice on the runways, and it's minus 27. In Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Long underwear, shirt, another shirt. Long underwear again, jacket and another jacket.
For the first time in history, every county in Texas is under a winter storm warning. The race to vaccinate 80 is on in places like Hillsborough County, Florida. Commissioner Gwen Meyer says she's getting repeat customers.
It's really important that people understand that the second shot is the most critical in order for the first shot to work. So I'm very pleased that everyone returning to get their second shot.
New York opens vaccinations to people with pre-existing conditions today, like diabetes and obesity. The supply there has run low. Children are packing on pounds, learning from home.
This is what kids are missing these days, home in front of the computer instead of playing with friends at school. Pediatricians say it's leading to more snacking and less exercising, boredom, depression, and weight gain, up to 30 pounds in just a year. They're concerned that could lead to future problems like asthma and type 2 diabetes. Doctors advise parents to try to introduce more exercise and healthy eating habits. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
After he voted not to convict former President Trump, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear Mr. Trump could still face criminal charges in connection with the attack on the Capitol. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman weighs in.
What would happen here is very different than what happened in impeachment. You do have a First Amendment defense. Whether or not it is successful is another matter.
Fallout for one of seven Republicans who voted with Democrats to convict Mr. Trump. The North Carolina GOP is expected to vote today to censure Senator Richard Burr. CBS's Vicky Barker says scientists have made a surprising discovery near the South Pole.
Found by accident by geologists trying to sink a borehole. Life in inky darkness clinging to a boulder beneath nearly 3,000 feet of Antarctic ice shelf.
These look like sponges to us, but we haven't actually got hold of any yet. We've only got video of them.
Naturalist Hugh Griffith says the creatures are more than 150 miles away from the nearest food source. They seem to survive eating drifting dead plankton.
Markets close this President's Day. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Sometimes you just love driving, and sometimes you don't. Like when it's pouring outside. Like when the snow is swirling. That's when you need Michelin wiper blades. They hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road for better visibility. Get yours today on Amazon Prime.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ski buffs and lift operators in Italy are disappointed over continued COVID restrictions.
Skiing was to have opened in the Italian Alps for lovers of the sport today, but Health Minister Roberto Speranza announced that amateur skiing would not be permitted at least until March 5th, much to the despair of ski resort owners. The Italian government abruptly delayed opening Italy's ski season because a coronavirus variant has been spreading in the country. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Venice.
Marilyn Monroe was right.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Even in a pandemic, one jeweler tells the New York Post sales are up 300% over the past 11 months, with clients from Manhattan to Atlanta and Southampton to Palm Beach inviting him in for house calls. The paper says one woman hosted a Van Cleef & Arpels jewelry show at her apartment. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. If you have an IRA or a 401k, will you please listen up? The folks at Swiss America are reporting that their clients' retirement plans are doing great. Some of their customers have lost their jobs or have an old retirement plan from an ex-employer, but they've been able to upgrade their retirement plan into physical gold, and now is the time to take action because gold is on the move. And retirement plan transfers this year are the highest level in over a decade. Why don't you call the folks at Swiss America, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or reach them online at swissamerica.com. Find out how simple it is to upgrade your retirement plan to physical gold. I've been singing the merits of Swiss America now for 20 years, and that number again is 800-289-2646. Don't forget to tell them Pat Boone gave you the number, okay?
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushiloff, our producer's Rob Center. You're the star of the show. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. Guess what we're talking about today? The impeachment trial and exoneration. Well, maybe the finding of not guilty of President Donald J. Trump. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, where they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. If you want to find out lots more about them, check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Taking a look at the headlines, travel could be dangerous today due to a mix of snow, sleet, and ice expected throughout the day. The wintry mix is expected to begin this morning and continue into this evening, according to AccuWeather. A total accumulation of snow of 2 to 4 inches is possible. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 7 a.m. today through 1 p.m. tomorrow in the central Susquehanna Valley. Most area schools were already closed for President's Day, but some that were open switched to virtual learning due to the weather forecast. You can see the full list of Winternet closings and cancellations at WKOK.com. Watsontown police say have a man in custody last week after he allegedly entered and refused to leave an apartment after a domestic dispute. It happened February 9th at an apartment located in the 300 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. Police say 29-year-old Brandon Clapp of Watsontown also made threats to several of the occupants of the building. He was transported to Northumberland County Prison and is facing 3 misdemeanor counts of terroristic threats and 1 count of criminal trespass. A preliminary hearing will be scheduled at a later date with Magisterial District Judge Michael Deal. And state police want to know about a runaway dog, or want to know, rather, who shot a runaway dog in Center Township, Snyder County, in early February. Troopers say a couple from Beavertown reported their dog had been shot after he ran away during the evening of February 4th. The dog was shot in the area of Walker Lake Road. The investigation continues, and anyone with information on the incident is asked to call state police. Troopers did not indicate how seriously the dog may have been injured. That's our look at the news headlines this morning. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. One of our emailers says, what about the crowds that swarmed the Capitol during the Kavanaugh hearings, banging on the doors of the court of the...
That's not in the email.
It's right here. Well, all liberals shouting against his nomination.
Right, but there's nothing about banging on doors.
Oh, swarmed the Capitol. Well, they were banging on doors. You know they were, and Joe and your pal, the Senate Majority Leader now, Mr.
Chuck
Schumer, said, we're coming for you. Those are fighting words, brother.
I think he apologized for that later. But you know what? If using the word fight was enough to get you convicted, then I think every teenage cheerleader in America would have to be convicted of incitement.
But that's the point. The word fight doesn't necessarily mean beat the heck out of somebody.
Well, you know, when a man stands up, now I don't, am I allowed to use the H word on the
yes.
air?
Yes.
Okay, when a man stands up in front of a crowd of his supporters and said, you've got to fight like hell or you're not going to have a country.
And he said, go peacefully. And
oh, yeah, that's true. Out of an hour, he did use the word peacefully.
And how many times did he use the word fight like hell? Once. But you're saying that overweighs the other words. So
yeah,
peacefully and respectfully.
Well, if you had listened to the speech, you would have noticed, Joe, that the entire tone of his hour-long speech was intended to incite the mob. He said, we're going to march up. We're going to march up to the Capitol.
And peacefully and respectfully.
I never heard the word respectfully.
Well, I'm sorry. Forget what he used. Peacefully and something else. But
the point is that
patriotically. Peacefully and patriotically.
Trump's incitement to riot didn't actually just begin on the morning of January 6th. As his incitement, it actually began months before the election, laying the seeds, telling us that voting by mail would lead to a rigged election, saying over and over that the only way he could lose would be if the election was rigged.
But that's not a crime.
No, I'm not saying that that's a crime.
You said the insurrection started months and months earlier. He didn't say anything insightful.
Well, whatever. You know, he was laying the foundation for his later incitement and insurrection by telling us.
So you think he had a plan? He was planning that all
to
this.
The degree that Donald Trump ever plans anything, yeah, I think he was. I think he was trying to make sure his supporters
can't admit is that this is an overreach on the part of the Democrats. If they had gone for a censure in the strongest possible words, I think they would have gotten Republican support. If they had then launched an investigation and then filed whatever criminal charges needed to be filed down the road, I think the American people would have been with them. But as it is, it just looks like more of the witch hunt that's been plaguing Donald Trump. I mean, before he was even in office, they wanted to impeach him. You know they did. Maxine Waters, we need to impeach him. We need to get rid of him.
Oh,
before the man even was sworn in.
There's already a movement
afoot. But that's okay.
Afoot to impeach Joe Biden, the other hero, the other hero of your party, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She announced She announced plans to bring in impeachment proceedings against Biden. I don't know whether anything has come of it because Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of is a little on the loopy side.
No
argument
there.
That's what she announced.
Eric, you're on the mark from Port Treverton. I know you're going to agree with Steve, so I'll be quiet and let you talk.
Oh, my gosh, is Steve on today?
Good
no,
morning,
he's not. Gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Joe, explain to me, and I think you've tried in the past, maybe I'm a little thick-headed down here in southern Snyder County. The senators were the jury in this goings-on in the Senate trial, correct?
Right. That's correct.
Where does a empowered someone sitting on a jury get to make the decision whether they think something is constitutional or not? It was my impression. Now, I know you probably spent more time in court than I have, but when you're put in a jury, you're supposed to weigh the evidence and then make a determination based upon the evidence presented. You're not supposed to say, hey, that person's not guilty because this is unconstitutional.
But you're missing the point. This isn't a criminal proceeding. It's not a regular trial as in a court of law. This is a political trial, and that's the way the founders set it up, and that's the way it was conducted. Both sides were consorting with each other or with each other's attorneys. Let's face it, the Democrats were working with the House managers to get a result they wanted, and the Republicans were working with the president's attorneys to get the result they wanted. It is a political process. It was always intended to be such, and that's how it was run.
So they weren't really a jury then?
No, they have the decision to make as to whether or not the person should be removed from office or not removed from office. It's not really guilty. It's just this deserves to be removed from office. It's a high crime and misdemeanor. They make that decision. And they
made
it.
Back in my civics class at Seals Grove High back in the 70s, I thought I was taught that the judicial branch and the Supreme Court was the ones who made the determination whether something is constitutional or not.
Did you see the Chief Justice there? I missed him. Was he there?
I know. I'm asking a question.
Well, if it goes before the Supreme Court, and I think if he had been convicted, I think it would have been appealed to the Supreme Court. I think it would have been.
It's not the judicial branch, the part of the government which is determined something is constitutional or not. But the senators are taking, well, at least the one take it upon themselves to say, I don't think it's constitutional. I'm not even going to weigh the evidence. Well,
But you're missing the
because
point,
because it's not constitutional to begin with.
He
sat there as a juror and ignored everything.
But the same thing is true of the Democrats. They made up their minds that it was constitutional, and they sat there and voted on it like it was.
As I would as a juror sitting on a jury. Until someone tells me it is not constitutional in a court, I'm going to assume it is constitutional. I'm going to listen to, you know.
But
so I'm not going to be the one to determine constitutionality. That belongs in the court system, the judicial branch, not the legislative branch.
But if you believe that the charges were filed incorrectly, if you believe that there was no basis for filing them, then you have the absolute right to vote to acquit.
You are, as a juror, you to weigh the evidence presented.
You think the Democrats weigh the evidence presented?
Jump around it, and they're trying to cloud it with constitutionality or everything else. Meanwhile, the gentleman said even after he voted to acquit him, he's guilty.
I agree he does bear some responsibility, but what I'm saying to you is I think the Democrats filed the wrong charge. Had they investigated first, had they filed a charge of dereliction of duty, I think he would have wound up being convicted of impeachment. But they didn't.
I don't think so, Joe, and I think in your heart of hearts, as a Republican, you know full well he would not, because this man holds so much power of the Republican Party, and that truly, gentlemen, is the issue here and the scary part for America. There are millions of people out there who will listen to Mr. Trump. They put his face on the American flag. They waved that flag. They listened to him. They drove on the Capitol. They broke in. They tried to take hostage the legislative branch of the United States government. They were, thank God, unsuccessful. But they were brought to Washington. They were incited by this person, and they attacked as he ordered them to attack.
Okay.
Now, if we cannot see that as Americans, where this is going and how dangerous this is going forward, then our country is truly in trouble. I believe that the Republican Party must now, including Mr. Keller, stand up and say what former President Trump did is wrong. This is not how America works. This is not our system, and we need to move forward. I believe we need a strong Republican Party as we need a strong Democratic Party, because I firmly believe in the checks and balances which the founders of the Constitution put into place.
And that's exactly what happened here. There were checks and balances, and the people, the senators, the jurors decided that the president was not guilty of the charge that was filed against him.
No, but he said they set a very dangerous precedent for the president, to basically saying if something happens within the last few weeks of their tenure, no matter what they do, we cannot convict them because we cannot bring charges
and bring
a trial in place in time enough before they go out of office.
But you're missing the point. You're missing the point, Eric. As Mitch McConnell pointed out, he is responsible legally for everything that happened in his presidency, and he can be charged criminally if that is warranted. You missed that point.
He can be charged even though he did these things while he was president of the United States?
Yes.
I thought whether you were president, you could not be charged with things because you were president.
Well, that's what some people believe, but he can be charged with this.
So,
if he incited a riot.
Saying some people believe it. So what you're saying is because he was president, he can't be charged. Because he's no longer president, he can't be convicted.
No.
That, sir, what you're saying.
No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. If you were listening, you would hear what I'm saying. I'm saying
I was listening.
That as a charge.
You
tell me I'm not listening.
You're not listening.
Well, you tell me I'm not. So that's fair. Turn
I
around.
Didn't tell you weren't listening. Did I ever say you weren't listening, Joe?
A second ago. Here's the thing. The impeachment he was found not guilty of, or he was acquitted. But if they file charges of dereliction of duty and they have an investigation and they find out that he was on the phone exhorting people to riot or doing something wrong, then I think they've got a case. Here they didn't. I believe, it's my personal opinion, and I am willing to concede that absent the Supreme Court weighing in on it, it's just my opinion. I believe that it was unconstitutional to bring impeachment proceedings against someone who's already out of office, because the entire point of impeachment is to remove a sitting office holder. It has no other purpose.
No, None. That's not true, Joe. That's
hey, well, we got two
true.
Other calls, Eric. We got to go. Thanks for calling. I'm sorry. What, Steve? Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, there are two potential punishments. Number one is you can be removed from office. That's one punishment.
But that's only the second one only comes in if the first one is found relevant.
I'm just quoting from one of the leading conservative attorneys, a guy named Charles Cooper. He says the Constitution, as you know, allows the Senate to bar officials from holding public office again.
Right.
Now, so he makes the point, it is illogical. It's not even logical to think that it's unconstitutional. If the Constitution provides that you can bar somebody from ever holding office again, then why would that have even been there if you're going to tell me that impeachment is only for somebody who is presently
it's
in office.
It's to remove somebody sitting in office. That's the whole point.
And it's also, that's not the whole point, it is also to prevent them from ever running for office again.
Well, we have one call coming in and two on the line, so we got to take a break. But here's the thing. The president of the United States, if he is convicted of inciting a riot, he is automatically, or an insurrection, if he's committed an insurrection, he's automatically disbarred. The second phase doesn't even enter in. The first phase under the Fourth Amendment is already there. So it would if he was convicted of that, he would have been removed or been prohibited from seeking further office.
Well, that may be. Who?
All right. We've got to take a break, and we've got three calls pending, 1-800-795-9565.
This winter has been brutal, but at least I can still get around. Whew, in my new all-wheel drive Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia makes getting around easy with the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Kia Sorento. You'll love the new look inside and out. Sunbury Motors Kia has six in stock with 1.9% financing for up to 66 months. 2021 Kia Sorentos start at $31,490. That's not the only all-wheel drive Sunbury Motors Kia has to help you get around. The 2021 Kia Sportage is ready for winter adventures and starts at $23,464. And there's 23 to choose from. Also, check out the 2021 all-wheel drive Seltos and K5. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Let the adventure begin at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf. Financing through KMF. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to Kia.com.
Did you know that you can have a stair glide or vertical platform lift installed at your house for less than the cost of 1 month's stay in assisted living? Or that you can have your bathroom totally rebuilt to be fully accessible for less than 2 months' stay? Assisted living can cost as much as $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 per year. Most homes can be suitably modified, enabling folks to enjoy life where they always have, in the comfort of their own home for many more years. I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss viable, economical projects to keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice. HIC number 5907.
Are you working on a remodel or new construction job and need new carpet and flooring? Save time and money by calling Garvey's Flooring America. Choosing Garvey's Flooring America for your commercial space means you'll pay the lowest prices from the largest selection of in-stock carpet and floors in the valley. Garvey's commercial division is known for having the highest standards in the industry. Whether an office, a school, church, or restaurant, Garvey's Flooring America has the experience to guide you from start to finish, providing solutions to make it happen on time and on budget. Visit us online at garveyscarpet.com.
UGI reminds you to be winter wise with this natural gas safety tip. Carefully clear snow and ice from your natural gas meter and appliance vents. Blocked vents can lead to a dangerous buildup of carbon monoxide. Learn more at UGI.com/safety.
Weekday afternoons, the Steve Jones Show talks Penn State sports.
Congratulations to her because she won a national championship this weekend, and I think most of you didn't know it.
Weekdays at 3 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. One of our emailers says, I am and will always be a staunch Trump supporter. I find it rather amusing that Trump lives 24 hours a day in the minds of all his detractors. Those who despise this man will never learn that the more they talk about Trump, the more it triggers sympathy from his supporters.
Well, after all these years, we haven't stopped talking about Satan himself, so I guess we'll be talking about Trump, too.
And can't convict a private citizen of anything in the Senate. It's unconstitutional.
constitutional. I don't care what the Democrats say. It's in black and white in the Constitution. If there were illegal acts, then it's up to the Department of Justice to act. And now, Mark, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to know, but first off, I will say that Trump messed up going out of the White House. Once the Electoral College certified the election, he should have left. Nixon knew he got screwed, too, and he walked away. That was a major, major mistake. But I don't know what's going on last summer, but it looked like a lot of insurrection to me. Especially, you forgot about this, Joe. In July, that was very bad in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
I think they tried to burn that church down. I think they did start a fire, and they were thinking about getting Trump out of the White House. Was the storming of the White House. It was getting very dicey down there. So all the violence that happened last summer brought on a reaction to the other side, and that's what you saw on January the 6th. But some of these people, they forget about what happened last summer, and that led up to what happened on January the 6th.
No, there was a lot of bad stuff. I will agree with you on that. There was a lot of bad stuff last summer. The estimates I've read is like 10% of the protesters were causing a lot of those problems, burning, looting, etc. That's 10%.
Why don't you mention what was the percentage of the people that are causing the violence in Washington, D.C.?
All of them.
I mean, majority of those people there didn't get involved in that.
That's not true, Steve. The overwhelming majority of those people went home. They were peaceful.
Okay.
It was only maybe the 10% you talk about on the other side.
All I know is I saw the same video you saw, and you saw the Capitol just surrounded by these people.
Well, businesses surrounded by angry protesters with setting fire to things and throwing rocks and bricks and looting.
You know, all we saw that day on television was the people surrounding the Capitol. We didn't even see the crowds inside the Capitol. It wasn't
But they were the
later.
Ones who were committing the crime, not the ones surrounding the Capitol.
Well,
you're allowed to surround the Capitol.
Yes, and that when I say surround, I mean breaching the Capitol, knocking over the barriers, climbing the walls, filling the steps, etc.
But not everybody there did that.
Yeah. All right, well, just keep an eye on the border because they're coming across in droves. And look, keep an eye on Biden's economic policies because I think they're going to be disasters. But I will reiterate one more time. Trump screwed up going out the door. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate your call. Call again. Good morning, Van. You're on the mark from New Columbia. You're on.
Good morning. Here's a simple fact that Trump has been acquitted. And another simple fact is the Democrats can't let Trump go. I mean, Steve, just a few seconds ago, you equated Trump with Satan, which is amazing. It's like, I truly do think people have Trump derangement syndrome. They cannot let the guy go. You know, the whole Congress with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the other little minions on the left, they just have a hatred for Trump. But yet, they don't hate him. They just love the guy. They pray for him. It's this whole thing. How about prosecuting the people that committed the violent acts? How about that? How about holding people responsible for their actions and quit trying to blame it on a guy that he was a great leader. He did a lot for our country. And that man, yes, he can stir people up. He gets people excited. There's people that didn't vote for 20 years that voted for Donald Trump the first time he ran. And what he did, he brought politics back for the common man.
He got more votes than any sitting president ever got.
Yeah, that's great. And Joe Biden beat it by 7 million. Let's not forget that. The only thing,
you think someone that's set in his basement, someone if Cory Booker, if he truly would have debated and really pushed the issue, he could have defeated Biden. Practically anyone could have defeated Biden in the primary. He was such a weak candidate, and he's even going to be even more weak president. He isn't even doing anything about what China's doing now in the world. He's totally ignoring it because he's a weak, spineless president.
Well, you
he's
know,
not a leader,
one,
never was, never will be.
What you're saying about
that's who we have.
Blah, 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 blah. What you're saying about Cory Booker debating him or anybody else debating him, that's nonsense. I mean, they had one debate after the other, after the other, after the other, and Joe Biden was the last man standing. The final debate was just Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders.
Right.
That was the last one. By the way, have you noticed, Van, have you noticed what Joe Biden's approval rating is?
I don't even care. You know, have you noticed how the jobs he's destroyed? Have you noticed that, Steve?
No, I haven't. I keep hearing about is this Keystone Pipeline and all these seasonal jobs.
Maybe you ought to know some guys that work in construction, Steve. Maybe you ought to know some guys that work construction that have jobs that pay over $100,000, and now they're supposed to go get another job, like the job. You can just go get another job.
Yeah, making solar panels.
You know, and I keep hearing this about job killing. You know, I haven't seen any big numbers. I just keep hearing these anecdotes. Biden's approval.
Maybe you ought to know some people, Steve.
Yeah,
maybe you ought to know some people
out
there in the real world that work for a living, that put their hands to work every day instead of sitting behind a mic blowing off at the mouth.
But you know what the union bosses say? They say these are permanent jobs at temporary locations, and that's the way the left usually thinks about them. But, Steve, you're not thinking about them. You're dismissing them. You're saying these people, they don't count.
No, what I'm saying is that, and we talked about it before, this whole Keystone Pipeline, it's a political football, and don't you worry, when Laura Trump gets in as our next president, she will bring the Keystone Pipeline back online, and then a Democrat will get in after that. It'll go offline. So this whole debate about the Keystone Pipeline, back and forth. For what it's worth, because I know Van thinks he's no good, Biden's approval rating is actually at 62%. It's the high.
He's a great leader.
Yeah, and that's another thing, Van. When you referred to Donald Trump as a great leader, I practically fell on the floor. You know what? You think killing 460,000 Americans with the COVID virus? You think that's a great leader?
You think Trump's responsible for that?
Yeah. How about your Governor Cuomo in New York, who's shuffling old people into the homes and killing them? Mistakes have been made when it's Cuomo, but Trump's killed all these 360,000 people. I got it.
Because Trump didn't do anything.
I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Brad. We'll give you the last word.
This whole Trump derangement syndrome, just like that right there, a guy wants to blame Trump on deaths from a COVID virus, which he couldn't control and nobody else could control, all right? Could things have been done different? Anyway, I don't know. I think Trump did a pretty good job with what he did.
Wow.
And, you know, you want to wow. See, that's the thing, Steve. You can't give credit for anything, and you want to blame a man on killing people with this virus? That is ridiculous.
Well,
you
one
talk
thing
about when I said Cory Booker could have defeated Biden, and you think that's wacko?
Yes.
Well, Steve, you are wacko.
Hey.
Another thing you're wacko about is making remarks like Trump is that sinister that he planned all along to end up having this insurrection by planting seeds of thoughts into people.
Man, we've got two other calls we got to go, but let's face it. If it weren't for Donald J. Trump, we wouldn't have the vaccine that we have right now.
I gave him credit
thanks,
for that.
No, you have. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. Then you can't be responsible for all the deaths. Is he responsible for all the lives that are being saved for the vaccines?
I mean,
if we're going to blame him for all the deaths, you got to give him credit for all the lives now being saved, right?
Yeah, and someday we'll talk about the Trump administration's plan to distribute the vaccines.
Well,
the
non-existent plan. He gave it to the states.
Right. We're going to pull up in front of the Capitol building in a truck with vaccine. We're going to dump it off.
All these governors said they knew.
Away.
Oh, Joe. Oh, listen. What's his name? Cuomo got an Emmy. He wrote a book about how great he was, and now we find out he's lied about the number of people dying in nursing homes. But he's a Democrat, so that's okay. He's not responsible. He did his best. Hey, we have an emailer, a texter, who says Biden's approval rating is below 50%. So where are you getting your numbers? Dan, you're on the mark from New Berlin.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Van's right. Trump living in the Democrats' minds. They can't get it out. I was willing to talk about anything else besides Trump, but here he is every day. They're suffering from post-Trump derangement syndrome. After Trump's gone, you still can't forget him, Steve. You must love him.
How about post-traumatic Trump derangement? I think that's what they've got.
That's awfully complicated. You know, I have to tell you one thing, if I can interject. I heard Dan on the radio. It was a couple of weeks ago. And Dan, you had not been on the radio for quite a while. And I was glad to hear you, because at least it told us that you were okay. So I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And while you were on that day, you said, you know, people think that Donald Trump, that it's just a cult, but it's not. We love his policies. Well, you
Amen.
Know what? Amen. So ever since that comment from you, as I drive around to Shamokin or around Northumberland, I look around and I still see Trump flags, Trump signs, Trump this, Trump that. That's a cult. And so you're probably right. I have a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome. But the rest of you guys out there, you've got this Trump cult love affair going on.
Well, you know, I can't believe, I still don't believe he lost the election. But nevertheless, we're stuck with what we have. And one reason, Steve, you people have to talk about Trump is because of your president you have now. He's doing more damage to our economy than anybody. I understand, though. I don't know. My neighbor told me he passed over 50 executive orders. Now, I have no idea what most of them are, but the ones that I do know are not good for the economy. And we're going to reap what we sow with President Biden and his group of followers he has.
Well,
so I hate to see what this economy is going to be. The price of gasoline is already going up. Out here in New Berlin, it was $2.35.9 for a long time. Now, the last I walked out through there the other day, it's $2.65.9.
Yeah, and, so, and gasoline, and we've seen it go up and we've seen it go down. And Biden has proposed an entire package of COVID relief, including economic plans, and the Republicans, they've shown no interest. They've shown no interest in working with Biden on any plans to improve the economy.
Including the $385 billion he wants to give states to bail out their own pension problems that have nothing to do with the coronavirus,
you
nothing
know,
at all.
And another caller, I don't like to take up all your time, Dan, but that's another
that's
thing we
all
can...
all right.
Okay. We had a caller, a woman from Shamokin Dam. The name escapes me, but I'm not allowed to use people's names anyway. In fact, you know, I think I've already violated rules by having this conversation.
No, you're okay.
I'm okay. Anyway, so her case was that the states asking for this money, that's terrible. They need to live within their means. You know, the states base their budgets on anticipated revenues, right? You know that. And so when all of a sudden a pandemic hits and revenues are down?
These are pension obligations created by the Democratic administrations in Illinois, California, here in Pennsylvania.
And those would always be with us. And if we had had the tax revenues we anticipated, then those problems could have at least been addressed. But when we see things like revenues are down like 4%, sometimes 3.5% or 5%, states do need some help.
All right, Dan, we'll give you the last word, and then we got to move along. We have another call and a break to take.
Well, you know, I still say we followed Trump's policies. That's why Trump got elected, not because he's a cult leader. We liked his policies, and if he doesn't run in 2024, just say he doesn't, but he has someone with the same policies, basically, we'll vote for him in the Republican Party. It don't have to be President Trump running again. It may be, and I'm one. I would vote for him in an instant.
Okay, Dan, we got to go. We got to move along. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of our emailers, a different Eric, says, wow, that's professional to say blah, blah, blah. You are proving that Democrats are always right and never wrong, and that Democrats don't care at all about the working men and women of this country that made this country, not the Democratic population that is never wrong. We'll take that break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark. Give us a call now.
This winter has been brutal, but at least I can still get around. Whew, in my new all-wheel drive Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
Wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia makes getting around easy with the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Kia Sorento. You'll love the new look inside and out. Sunbury Motors Kia has six in stock with 1.9% financing for up to 66 months. 2021 Kia Sorentos start at $31,490. That's not the only all-wheel drive Sunbury Motors Kia has to help you get around. The 2021 Kia Sportage is ready for winter adventures and starts at $23,464. And there's 23 to choose from. Also, check out the 2021 all-wheel drive Seltos and K5. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Let the adventure begin at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to Kia.com.
Many of our most amusing pastimes have been ripped away by the pandemic, but there's still one distraction we can enjoy.
Hi, this is Erica Shames, publisher of Susquehanna Life magazine with a message of hope. As we cope with the pandemic, it's vital to keep our spirits up and anxiety at bay. One of the best ways to do that is to read. Reading can take you to another place and replace fearful thoughts with positive ones. We fill each issue of Susquehanna Life magazine with stories of hope and inspiration. Right now, subscribe to Susquehanna Life magazine. We'll start your subscription with the current winter issue, and we'll pay the postage. Call 1-800-232-1670. Subscribe to Susquehanna Life magazine right now, and we'll start your subscription with the winter issue, with articles on winter hikes, indoor family fun, and even a Moravian spice cookie recipe. Call 1-800-232-1670. Subscribe to Susquehanna Life magazine, and we'll send you the winter issue now. And thanks for making Susquehanna Life a part of your life.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter at WKOK 1070. It's your source for breaking local and national news. You'll get a tweet of each story on WKOK and a link to for more info from WKOK.com. And you can find out the guest list for the Dan Patrick Show and the Steve Jones Show. It's another way to keep you informed all day, every day. If you have a Twitter timeline, you need to follow News Radio 1070 WKOK on Twitter at WKOK 1070.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. 27 days to Selection Sunday. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. Give us a call right now. We have three lines open, and Cody has been waiting very patiently from Mifflinburg. Good morning, Cody. You're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Last week, you had a caller call in about this insulin. And I'm a diabetic. I'm on insulin. My out-of-pocket cost is usually $350 every 5 to 6 weeks. And last year, the Trump administration fought Big Pharma to lower the cost of insulin. And last month, when I went for my insulin, my out-of-pocket was zero. Now, I heard on the news, Biden has an executive order to cancel what Trump put in to help the American people. If Biden wants to help the American people, why is he going to do this?
That's a good question, and we haven't touched on that, but I did hear that report that one of his executive orders took away the protections that Donald Trump gave people who need insulin for their daily lives. Are you familiar with that, Steve?
No.
Well, it's
no,
one of the executive
No, Democrats don't want to hear anything.
Well,
like
I just don't know about it. But I'll look it up.
Listen to the news once in a while instead of the other channels. I got that information from the regular news station.
Okay.
It was only on one night, but that was one of the executive orders that he passed. But how do you know what he's passing when he won't let you know what he's passing?
Well, some people believe he doesn't know what he's passing, that he's just signing stuff put in front of him.
And then calling, and some of your callers calling Trump like a Hitler. What do you think Biden is? I mean, he's not a Hitler, but he still isn't for the American people. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I'll be interested to see what happens with that insulin issue.
I mean, I was happy when I went there. It was the first time. He had no out-of-pocket, but now they said it's even supposed to rise more than what it was.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. That's that's very sad.
Okay,
and,
well, here's
and they said they will fight big pharma and stuff. They're not fighting it.
Okay, so this is an issue that I was not aware of until you brought it up. So the first thing I've looked at here, this is from a newspaper down in Texas, and it says, they did a little fact check here. The question, is Biden raising the price of insulin and EpiPens on the uninsured? They say that is mostly not true. Now, I haven't read more about it. I'll be glad to do it, and then I'll be able to correct you and to correct Mr. McGranahan, too.
What about correcting yourself if you find out that this newspaper in Texas is not the authority you think it is?
Well, then I will certainly correct myself.
Okay, Cody, we'll give you the last word, then we have two other calls. Anything else?
Well, that's all about what I want to say, but Biden isn't out for the American people. I don't care what anybody says.
But, you know, I'll be interested.
That's my opinion. I mean,
you said the last time.
Just look at the executive orders. And how the economy was before the, the virus. So I'm just saying.
Listen, Cody. You the next time, last time you got it, there was no copay. Call us back for the next time when you find out what the copay is. Let us know.
See, that's not going to be. I mean, it's supposed to be this way until the executive order will go through. So, I mean, it took a while for it to go through for Trump to get it.
Executive orders are effective in the minute he releases them. That's the point of them. So you may see it on your next prescription. But let us know. Hey, thanks, Cody. We appreciate your call. We have two other calls pending. We're going to go to Joe from Sunbury. You're on the mark.
I want to give you some congratulations, Joe, on trying to explain to listeners like Eric or maybe even Steve, I'm not sure, about how this is not a criminal court. It's the I called him Friday and said those people that want it both ways, and then the part of the criminal code that they want in there that they beg for when Trump gets an acquittal, but yet they have the judge of the whole thing is a guy who voted to convict. And I mean, it's not just accept the fact that it was put together and the House has their rights by majority to make rules, and who's ever in majority makes the rules. And not that I believe that our forefathers set up mob rule or that. I don't believe it. I think over the past couple of hundred years it's devolved into this type because, well, I just don't believe that the forefathers thought that this, or framers would want it as a mob rule and majority rule all the time. But it just doesn't make sense that you're mixing both. And I said that on Friday. So just accept the fact that it's that the Senate gets to do what they want, you know, to make the rules, no discovery, have a judge sitting there that.
Yeah.
And even the interviews of, say, some Democrats that were going to vote months before vote to convict. So how do they criticize the Republicans when they do the same thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense that people like Eric go back to his high school days and go over his civics. He had better go over the part of impeachment, not legal cases.
He's so blind
to the fact that he can't stand Trump. The derangement syndrome that he can't even see what's right in front of his face.
And our own Democratic senator Bob Casey announced early on that he was going to vote to convict before he heard any evidence.
And I don't want to say, you know, I called and said, don't waffle between, you know, this procedure and a Supreme Court. It's nothing to do with each other. I wish it did. I wish they had the courtesy, like you said, to have some investigation in the House, and the other side would have discovery, and they would have interviews. That would make it better for the people, say, on the Republicans, that would make that easier for them to understand what the trial was all about. But no, they go, boom, 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 it's all over. Here's the rules. Go buy them and vote. And they voted the way they were going to vote.
Yep.
3 months ago. It doesn't even, but those people, I don't know, maybe it's just a little burr in my side, but that doesn't make any sense. And so that's mainly what I have to say is about, just please accept it for the political event that it is, the Republican. Quickly, one more thing is that, where is the gratitude? I do hear it on TV, but from, say, Steve, about the 7 or the 5 Republicans who came across the aisle. That's what we've been asking for. Now, I want to see something that the Republicans put forward where the Democrats come across the aisle, and I'll wait for that, and I hope Steve never gets back on the show because he's the one who calls a caller a liar without any problem, but
now,
just because he doesn't like what the guy is saying,
I did it one time. I only did it once, and I've been.
You would have done it again if you had the opportunity, and you wouldn't have been the money for it.
I don't think
we're that stupid that we can oversee what you do like any other person, even myself, would do. When you're caught, just like Cuomo, when you're caught, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, Joe,
well, you wouldn't have been if you wouldn't have been caught, Cuomo. So
Joe, we got to go.
I'll leave it at that, and that's all I got to say.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for the time when the Democrats, they vote as a bloc and nothing about that except praise and, we stick together.
Hey,
so
we got to go.
Thank you,
Joe. Bye. Hey, listen, we got to take our final break. We have Lance and Dean on the line waiting, so we'll take those calls. But right now, we've got to take a break.
This winter has been brutal, but at least I can still get around. Whew, in my new all-wheel drive Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia makes getting around easy with the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Kia Sorento. You'll love the new look inside and out. Sunbury Motors Kia has 6 in stock with 1.9% financing for up to 66 months. 2021 Kia Sorentos start at $31,490. That's not the only all-wheel drive Sunbury Motors Kia has to help you get around. The 2021 Kia Sportage is ready for winter adventures and starts at $23,464. And there's 23 to choose from. Also, check out the 2021 all-wheel drive Seltos and K5. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Let the adventure begin at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to kia.com.
February is American Heart Month, and Evangelical Community Hospital is asking you to show your heart a little love. Regular screenings for blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and type 2 diabetes are important to understanding your overall heart health. Make an appointment with your primary care provider today to start your journey to your healthiest heart. For more healthy heart resources or to find a primary care provider who's right for you, visit evanhospital.com/heart. That's evanhospital.com/heart.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
The 2021 Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward, the only thing left to add is you. Then you'll understand how life is better on a Honda. Honda recommends ATVs for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mount Carmel's Brett Veach, the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This profession, it's tough, and I think it's grown up in a town like Mount Carmel where football was so important to me at an early age. It really fueled that fire, and if I grew up in some other town, would I have had the ability to sacrifice so much to be in this position? Probably not.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark.
I'm Joe McGrann, and Steve Kushiloff is our co-host. Mark Lawrence got the day off. We have two calls left, and we have about 6 minutes, so we're going to enforce our time limit of 3 minutes each. And Lance, you are next. You're on the mark.
Hey there. Why, anyway, when you talk about the pipeline, I had called in about this, but I think it was on a Friday, and there was a horrific rail accident in Canada in 2013. It wiped out a whole small town, practically, and 40 people were killed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, you as a, you know, a semi-greenie, wouldn't you think that if this stuff is going to be carried, that a pipeline would be the way to do it?
Well, let me just counter that. This was something that I pulled out of a newspaper from Minneapolis. This was back in 2019. There was an oil spill on the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. It was actually the second leak that they had had in 2 years, and it spilled an estimated 383,000 gallons of crude oil. So the only point I'm saying is, yeah, railroads have accidents, pipelines have accidents, they both have accidents.
Yeah, but the deal is there, you see, the pipeline is not going to explode. And this stuff on a rail car exploded.
When is the last time you heard of a rail car exploding? I mean, I remember the incident you're talking about. I remember it very well. I haven't heard of anything like that happening since. Oh, I'm sure there have been accidents and mishaps on railroads, but we haven't seen trains exploding.
Well, the trains don't explode. The contents of them explode if the trains derail.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. And we also
see when they hit the ground, there's a lot of sparks, you know, from the friction like that. And you see steel on steel, you know, like on flint steel.
You know,
now, I've seen just in a regular derailment, sparks flying. You know, and that's really what ignites things. But also here, we want to talk about the impeachment. I well remember what my father said when he was watching the hearings for Clarence Thomas, and this is a quote. He said, Lance, I'm becoming quite nauseated while I'm watching a good man being torn apart, belittled, and vilified by a pack of filthy jackals that wouldn't be fit to carry his bedpan.
Listen, okay, Lance, thanks. Hey, in order to give everybody the 3 minutes we promised, we got to say goodbye to you, and we got to give Dean our last 3 minutes of the program. Good morning, Dean. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, too, I guess. I guess I just have some general comments, some frustrations, I guess. We live in a state, Pennsylvania, that has, is it the second or the highest number of legislators? Second, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And we've been talking about that. You know, that comes up every now and then. We talk about the bloated legislator group that we have. And, you know, it's almost impossible to get that removed and lowered to a reasonable level because they have to vote for it or we have to have a constitutional change or whatever. We also have lifetime benefits for certain people in the government that have served a certain amount of years. And you know, I don't know how long ago that started, but the question I have is this. We also have a very bad state deficit. We're one of the worst states financially. Do we even hear anything about that anymore from our government leaders, Republican or Democrat? No, we don't. Because we just apparently have an endless supply of taxpayer money. And even though the people that we elect say they're for this and for that, it seems like when they get in office, they have to spend the money or they don't get it for their districts. And that's the mantra that we hear. When's it going to blow up, guys? Why should our taxpayer dollars go to finance lifetime health benefits, lifetime pensions? Oh, and by the way, next year they're going to have their hand out for more tax money because COVID has been real, yes.
Oh, Dean, we're out.
A lot of businesses have been closed down, and the tax money that they eliminated by eliminating jobs, they're going to want back next year from people that can't pay it.
All right, Dean, I'm sorry. We're out of time. If you want to finish your thought, call back in tomorrow. Mark and I will have open phone. Steve Kushiloff, thank you for coming in. You're a good sport.
Always a pleasure.
Always fun to have you on the program. We'll be back with On the Mark tomorrow, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free number. WKOK Sunbury.